welcome back to the second episode of No Country for Us. I'm your host, Gabriel Lobato, where we discuss the Generation Z and the topics that and issues that plague it. And today we're going to be talking about social commentary. And today I'm joined by Samuel Watkins. Say hey, Sam.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
No problem, Sam. So, something that I have noticed specifically for Generation Z is that we have a very unique way of expressing social commentary. I don't know if you've noticed that too. We use memes, if you've discovered that. I think a lot of people write them off as just being, you know, like silly little pictures, comics. They equate it to comics, basically. But, you know, I think this has been a truly unique form of the way our generation has expressed the opinions that we have. So to start things off, I just want to give the audience a little bit of a background on memes. So it was the first word, the actual use of the word, was used in 1976, and it was pronounced my meme, which is, in essence, it means to imitate. Okay, and it was used by, I can't remember the author specifically, but he was trying to create a word to describe the way ideas are spread. And then pretty soon what happened was modern-day memes came out of graphic design. And it happened when a graphic artist back in 1996, he was messing around with some software. He was coding some software specifically. And what he did was he was trying to create a software that was supposedly trying to imitate the way the human body works. So we got the first meme, or internet meme, if you will, in the form of a baby dancing to the cha-cha. And what happened was some people down at, believe it or not, LucasArts, the Star Wars people, took that and kind of spread it around on the internet. So yeah, that was like the birth of the modern meme. So now we have memes today, and I've started to see a correlation between the memes that we see today and the events going on. I don't know. Do you see anything in particular?
Well, I definitely think that a lot of times memes, the like humor behind them,
right,
it was very short-lived because a lot of them can stem from some sort of event that happens or some pop culture reference, a movie or something a celebrity does or something like that.
Right. Do you think that's why they die so quickly?
I think so, because I think after a while people don't find it funny anymore. It's kind of old news.
Yeah, they kind of come in waves, don't they? What's interesting is I've seen memes come back from the dead, though. Like, we have, like, the Spooktober memes that are constant. We have the November memes, which I won't go into what those are. But if you know, you know. But, yeah, you know, some of these we see in waves. Specifically, I like to, I always like to mention the stonk meme, because I think people think that's just, like, a really ridiculous. It's almost a surreal meme. Like, you know, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. It seems kind of obscure. But in reality, what that's doing is it's just a critique on, you know, like economic decisions. And, you know, I think it's crazy that we don't really think about, you know, the implications that a lot of these have. Another thing is, have you heard anything about Pepe the Frog?
Yeah, I have. I'm familiar.
Yeah. Are you aware that he is labeled as a hate symbol?
I was not aware of that.
No. Yeah. So a lot of the left-wing media has labeled him as a hate symbol because of a lot of racist or sexist style of, you know, humor was used in his, was being, his image was being used for that.
Right.
And so a lot of the a lot of the left-wing media labeled him as this hate symbol that was a symbol for, like, white supremacists and such, and, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I guess, do you think that the humor, the way in which we, you know, they tend to be offensive, so right. It's like, do you think it's justifiable when it's in that sense?
I do feel like any sort of humor, any like a comedian or anyone like that, I feel like they have the right to be offensive because,
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a joke. That's their job, and you know they're joking.
Right. The
memes aren't meant to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. If you put a offensive joke on a meme, it's not meant to be taken as the creator's opinion. Right. It's a joke. Yeah. It's supposed to make people laugh. It's supposed to make people uncomfortable in a comedic sense.
Exactly. And did you ever see Dave Chappelle's new comedy special?
I still haven't watched it, no.
It's, you know, it's
I know what he's about.
Yeah, he's horribly offensive, or what people would call offensive.
Right.
And I mean, the very title of his...
of the special.
It's Sticks and Stones, yeah. Like as a reference to Sticks and Stones Break Bones, but, you know, mm-hmm. words can never hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it just, even in that sense, like, apart from memes, comedy by itself, I think, is a great tool.
Right.
To use as a way to bring up social issues. That's why I've never had a problem when people, like, it sounds terrible to say, but something like, you know, something somebody would perceive as racist or sexist, it's not really being racist or sexist. What right. it's doing is bringing attention to an already existing problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's see here. Yeah, it's just... There's also, like, you see, like, edgy memes a lot, you know, just yeah. the ones that are meant to offend, right. you know, and, you know, I think a lot of it is it's meant to provoke,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's meant to get people talking. You know, every time I go onto Instagram and I see one of these offensive memes, I always see at least one comment expressing why it's, you know, this is a terrible meme.
Right.
But, like, there's so many people that are just, like, no, this is not a terrible meme. This is what it's actually trying to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, things of that nature.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think being offensive is always a necessary thing?
I mean, I can see that is a pretty prominent genre of, like, comedy. I feel like sometimes people, they're not telling a joke because they want to offend people.
Mm-hmm.
They almost want to, like, provoke thought
right.
about a certain topic. Yeah. Or they want to say something that no one else will say.
Exactly.
And to bring attention to it.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, just look at us right now. It's got us talking about it, obviously.
Right.
Like, we're sitting here talking about social commentary, and it's through memes.
Right.
Yeah, so it's, like, basically it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you think memes have been responsible for a lot of the spreading of ideas, like that one guy said back in the 70s in his book?
Yeah, I definitely think that memes contribute to the spread of ideas. I mean, when one gets created, mm-hmm. usually you see it all over the place for the next couple of weeks.
Right. So one of the things I've liked to do is I try to find the hidden meaning within a lot of these memes. So so obviously the stonks one, that's referring to, you know, like bad economic decisions.
Right.
Like the that wasn't very cash money of you thing was right. very... One of the things I've also thought about is that I think it's specific to us as a generation, maybe a little bit of millennials, but... Specifically right. Generation Z, because I feel like it is almost designed to exclude the older generations.
You know, yeah, I think so. I think the type of humor used mm-hmm. is more for, like, for lack of a better word, like, edgy
mm-hmm.
younger teens, not so much, you know, not so much adults.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's like, and I saw that on the news, actually, when they were discussing Pepe the Frog. It was just so clear that they did not understand it.
Right.
But look at all the people that were discussing it. It was, you know, it was like people that were 40, 50 years old
right.
that clearly just did not understand what it was meaning to be
mm-hmm.
as a joke, you know. And so I think it's very unique to us in the sense that we have used it to spread ideas, but almost exclusively among us as a generation, because only we are going to get it, really. Yeah.
I agree.
And you can make an argument for millennials because they had, like, the upper text, bottom text
yeah.
format of memes, but that wasn't really social commentary. That was, like, those are, like,
putting a joke on top of a picture.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't very good. let's see. Why do you think they've become so obscure?
I really... don't think I have a good answer for that. I think it's more creators are trying to almost see, like, how far they can go with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with, like, the trend of the text on top of a picture, I feel like it's kind of old news.
Right.
And people want to try different things but still get the same reactions from their audience.
Right, right. Do you know what Surrealist memes, like the meme page?
I'm not familiar, no.
It's like... It's literally just jokes that do not make sense. Like, they're just completely obscure. a lot of them, like, they just, like, one of them was literally, like, the foot wants more food. And it had, like, a cutout foot floating in space with, like, pie floating towards it. Like, see, and, like, I try to find the meaning in these, and it's just impossible because there's just no...
There's no meaning.
There's literally no meaning, and I think it's reached a point of being meta.
Where yeah, it's like, I think that's almost the point. Like, it means nothing, yet we still both laughed when you talked about it.
It's meant to be funny.
Right.
Like the word beans was just, like, that by itself was a meme for a really long time. I kind of think the reason it's becoming obscure, I think, is because I think our generation is trying to point out the way that comedy evolves. I think it's a very unique way of showing it. Because, you know, you have a lot of comedians that are making, like, they're telling stories, you know, right, about their life for as a joke. Mm-hmm. But then you have us who are making these, I think we're like a, you know, you could say we're like the Jackson Pollock painting of comedy, if you will. Right. You know, you have, like, these traditionalist style comedians that come in with, you know, what they believe is, you know, social commentary, how right, they like to point it out. And then you have us that come in with these really surrealist, obscure, out there memes that just don't really...
Right. They have a meaning, but we're not outright saying what it is.
Exactly. It's a little bit more...
You gotta almost look for the joke.
Yeah. Do you think a meme review has had anything to do with the way memes spread? Because you see a lot of... I see a lot of YouTubers doing this. Not just PewDiePie, but...
Yeah, I think so. Well, I feel like maybe it has helped some, but I feel like people are already seeing it before.
Right. I think
reviews.
Yeah, I think they might be the reason why they go out.
Yeah.
They're the ones that kill it.
Right.
if you reach meme review, it's a dead meme.
Yeah.
So one of the things I like is I see you're wearing your Teddy Fresh hoodie, and that makes me bring up H3H3 in their podcast. And
awesome, you know, podcast.
Exactly. Go check out H3H3. They what constitutes a meme, you know? Because I always see Ethan on the show, and he always brings up, you know, doing it for the meme, right? Right. But they don't actually show memes
right
on their podcasts.
Right.
And it leads me to believe, like, what is a meme? What constitutes this as comedy?
I feel like in that context, he almost means, like, do this so that it will be a running joke for a while.
Right.
In a sense that it's like something, I can't explain it. It's like something funny,
mm-hmm,
that would get, not even if it isn't like a physical, like, photo of something.
Right.
Just like something funny that will be retold or, like, redone for a while.
Right.
And
right,
within, like, the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I think also I've noticed something that Ethan does is he pushes it to the point where it becomes ironic.
Right.
Like, he's gotten the YouTubers that he makes fun of to make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like he's
really good at, like, manipulating people. Not manipulating, that sounds yeah, evil, but, like, pushing people to the point that, like, to the point that he's not even serious anymore.
Right.
And he gets a rise out of them.
Right. And I think that's what we've done as a generation with these news outlets. Right. And, you know, releasing the memes, and where people don't understand Generation Z humor. Mm-hmm. Is where we push it to the point where it becomes obscure. And then right, you get people that, you know, like, criticize the Pepe the Frog meme.
Right.
And it gets a rise out of them, but then we're over here, you know, our entire generation.
Like, it's funny that they're getting mad about it.
Yeah, we're over here laughing at it.
We're not over here supporting Pepe, free Pepe.
Yeah.
It's just, it's funny that people are getting so offended by what we know is a joke.
Exactly. And I think my favorite meme right now is the boomer memes.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's outright saying, hey, you don't get our humor.
Because you're old. Like, that's the joke. That's the whole joke.
You're old.
You're old. Right. We're funny. You just don't know it because you're old.
I think this is the button. God, I love that button. Yeah. I love that one of the aspects of it is that we take sources from other mediums. Like, right now, the Joker meme, where right, he's dancing on the stairs.
Right.
Like, you know, I love that aspect, is that we've taken existing pop culture stuff. Yeah. And I feel like we don't see that usually because, you know, back in like the 70s and stuff when they had comic books and, you know, the funny pages, mm-hmm. it was all about, those were original characters.
Right.
It's original thoughts. They kind of addressed social, you know.
But in a very lighthearted sense.
In a very lighthearted sense. And it's weird because even though memes are being obscure, it's kind of, even though we say they're saying it indirectly, at the same time, they're straight up, they mean what they mean, you know? Like, you could take comics in multiple different directions, right. Interpret them in many different ways. Like Calvin and Hobbes, mm-hmm. you know, that tends to be a very, tends to be a very philosophical comic strip. I don't know if you've ever read Calvin
and Hobbes. I mean, a few.
Yeah, I have a complete collection at my house.
Yeah.
It's like, they tend to be, very philosophical mm-hmm. in nature, but like they don't address any like events right. in particular. And whereas we have, you know, the generation. What do you think of the meme ban in Europe?
Before I answer, I want to make sure I like know what all happened. Like can you fill me in a little?
So like the Article 13 thing, it has to do with what copyright is.
Okay.
And saying exactly, I believe it was the EU that released it, but essentially what they said is that you can't use copyright material in humor, and basically that's what memes are built on,
right?
Is taking, you know, outside sources and turning them into something new.
Well, I mean, what their law over there, whatever their law is over there, is different from over here, but mm-hmm. I mean, at least over here, that all falls under fair use.
Right. Do you think that's dangerous, though, to prohibit that?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I do think so.
I mean, I think it's a breach on free speech.
Well, they don't have free speech
right
over there.
So. Do they not in Europe?
I don't think so.
Not in not in the UK.
Not in the UK.
I imagine it's more like Canada then.
I mean, I think they have. Not, I mean, they have free speech, but not to the extent that we have here.
Right. Like, so I imagine they can't like protest in the way we do.
I don't think so. No, they can't. Like I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this was in England. I think this was in Switzerland or Sweden or something. It was over in Europe. Mm-hmm. A politician was talking about getting rid of like Muslim immigrants that mm-hmm. were coming in to prevent terrorism, and he like inadvertently called Muslim immigrants terrorists, and mm-hmm. he got fined,
right?
Because he can't say that,
right? Oh, so like
it was like they classified it as like hate speech,
right? And here in America, we don't actually have a hate speech law because we can't define hate speech,
right?
Because it's built into our constitution that we have free speech. The only speech we can't say is anything mm-hmm. that's threatening or right. making a threat.
It's not it's not illegal to say something racist.
Right, exactly.
If you threaten somebody because of their race or whatever, that's illegal.
Right.
But if you were to say, I hate whatever, I hate, you know, whatever
race. Be
careful,
race. what you say.
I hate, insert group here.
Right.
You can say that.
You can say that, but you can't say, I want to kill this certain, or right. no, I'm going to kill this certain group.
Right. You can't say, you exactly. can't make a threat.
That's why I think it's such a weird issue, and that's ultimately why the Pepe the Frog meme right. got so much heat, is because it was used in a, like, I mean, it was humorous, and it was obviously meaning to be humorous, but it was,
but
like,
again, the older generation didn't get it.
Right, it was meant to be derogatory, it was meant to be vulgar.
Right.
And, like, I think specifically, it was, Pepe had, like, I think, like, Hitler, what's the word?
What do you mean?
Like, memorabilia, paraphernalia on.
Like his uniform?
Yes, yeah. And he had, like, many people labeled that as being, like, anti-Semitic. And then, like, there was just a couple other ones. But, like, there was a clear use of comedy in it.
Yeah, with all due respect, it's a cartoon frog.
It is a cartoon frog, exactly. But I think it's dangerous, actually, to prohibit people from even saying...
No, I agree.
Not to say that we obviously don't support racism or, like, racist speech.
Right.
But to say that you can't voice your opinions, even if they are quite negative ones, is a dangerous right. and slippery slope. Because, you know, that's how you lose freedom of speech altogether. It obviously doesn't happen altogether.
Right.
But
they'll start by saying you can't talk bad about the government.
Right.
And then you can't protest this because it's racist or it's sexist or it's homophobic.
Exactly.
And then eventually it gets to the point where you can't voice your opinions.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we lose the freedom of the press, and the whole idea of the press is to keep the government in check so that you can keep the public's eye on what's actually going on. You know, and I mean, I think it sounds silly to say, but I think memes have done that in such a unique way, because they have kept people's eyes on, you know.
I definitely think that's done a better job at keeping younger people informed than
exactly
the media.
Like, Reddit has just become such a powerful tool and breeding ground for memes.
Right.
Even people don't like to admit it. Even 4chan has become, even though 4chan can be a dangerous place at times,
right,
it still has done a lot to produce ideas and the spreading of those ideas, and to keep people informed. And what's even great, it's through comedy.
Right.
Yeah, what could be better than that? You know, so it's just, I feel like if we're going to exercise our free speech and be able to say offensive things, you know, instead of just blatantly saying them, why not we use comedy to further our goal of, you know, spreading these ideas, not only using memes and the outlet of comedy as a way to, I don't know, I guess, keep an eye on the higher powers. It just works. I've seen my generation, I feel like, is more well-informed about issues than the previous one.
I know, I agree.
Yeah, like, it just, that's what I mean. It's kind of hard to articulate that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, I think we're about done with this episode. All right, tune in next time. I don't know what we'll be talking about. We'll find something to talk about. All right.
Something interesting.
Yep. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you go check out the other podcasts on the FHN Today podcast. You can find all of them on Podbean. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.